Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Beverly Williams, who's the president and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses. She's just gotten back, literally flown back in. Her arms are so tired from, sorry about that, from San Diego, California, where she attended the Small Office Home Office Conference in San Diego, California. Beverly Williams, our good friend, welcome back.
Well, thank you.
Welcome back to everything. Welcome back home. Welcome back to the East Coast. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Yes, it's a big return here, and my arms are very tired, actually, from carrying all my luggage around. And
yeah.
I was actually in Carlsbad, California, which is about 25 miles north of San Diego, at the La Costa Resort and Spa, and wonderful place, and in fact, Carlsbad, California, is sort of between, well, it's closer to San Diego than it is to L.A. It's quite about another hour and a half drive to go to L.A., but it is on the coast.
Folks, you get everything on the Small Business Advocate Show, including geography lessons, whether you want it or not.
Whether you want it or not.
That's right.
That's right. Anyway, it's a beautiful area. It's where the new Legoland is. If you've ever heard of that, instead of Disney World and Sea World and all these other places, there's Legoland now, which is
My kids aren't out of short pants so long that I don't know what Legos are.
Okay,
but I don't know what Legoland is.
Legoland is a place built by the people who made Legos, the Danish company, and it's basically an amusement park, but with a whole lot of educational components and fun for kids of all ages.
Well, okay, I hope, well, I'm just imagining things made out of Lego. I don't think I want to climb up on anything that was made out of Legos.
Well, when your first grandchild gets old enough to enjoy something like this, you take them to Legoland if you don't like it.
I see, okay.
All right.
Good.
Now, after the geography, we actually climbed up to some summits at the Soho Summit Conference out there, and it was a very, very well worth the long trip, the long hours, the long travel to go to this conference put on by Terry Launier of Working Solo, Inc. Terry has been a consultant to large corporations who wanted to work with what they call the Soho market, small office, home office. And in her years of working with these corporations to try and bring their product or service to the Soho market, she realized that there were a lot of corporations duplicating. There were a lot of corporations that could benefit from knowing what the others were trying to do, and that in general, they really didn't understand the market. That it was a whole new paradigm that they were trying to serve in the old paradigm way. And so about 4 years ago, she determined that there was a real need to bring all these people together, along with representatives of the Soho community, to have a dialogue. And so, 4 years in the making, it came together.
Was this the first one?
This is the first one.
It took her 4 years. How about that?
4 years.
That's dedication, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
She really had a vision, and she worked hard at putting it together, and it came together.
Well, I want to hear all about it when we come back, folks. No more geography, we promise. 888-822-8255. We'll be right back with Beverly Williams of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses. Welcome back, heroes. It's 33 After. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Our phone number is 888-822-8255, and our website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Just remember the name of the show. Put the normal stuff on the front and the back. And now let me reintroduce to you someone who's been with us many times before. She's our good friend, Beverly Williams, the president and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses. And Beverly, you just got back, as we said earlier, from the Soho Summit out in Carlsbad, California, not to be confused with Carlsbad, New Mexico. And you were telling us about the conference, and I wanted you to join us today to talk to us about what happened out there, why this summit was started. Terry Launier, as you said, it was her brainchild, and she worked hard to make it happen. Why did she do that? What happened out there? Who said what? We want to know the whole story.
What Terry did was bring together a whole collection of what she called the industry's brightest stars and best thinkers.
Including Beverly Williams.
Including Beverly Williams.
Yep.
I represented the home-based business part of the Soho market. And one of the things that I wanted to make sure that they understood was that they had to be careful about classifying home-based businesses into all aspects of the SoHo market. Because although we were a small business, small office, and home office, there were some other things that were very different about us than a small office or home office worker. In other words, the telecommuters who are still working for a major corporation and were allowed to work from home,
mm-hmm.
and the small business who had space in commercial space had different needs, different expectations, different marketing budgets in a lot of cases
right.
than the home-based business owner did.
Right.
But it was interesting that at one point someone asked, how do you segment the market? How do you know that you only want to focus on this piece of the market? And that becomes very difficult to do because they cross over so greatly.
Right.
But that was one of the things that Terry wanted to bring out to people, is that it is a very diverse market, but it's a very large, powerful market. And so she started off the evening on Sunday with a group of people, including Ray Boggs from the International Data Corporation, or IDC Link, which
mm-hmm.
does a lot of market research, and people have heard me quote their research statistics in the past. And he basically gave them an overview of the numbers and talked about the methodology of how they came up with their numbers, which are telephone surveys, and how long they've been doing this and the trend that they see, which is very much upward and continuing to go up.
Mm-hmm.
Dan Pink, who's a contributing editor, and I know he's been on your show a lot.
He's a member of the Brain Trust, absolutely.
Right.
Yep.
And Fast Company and publisher of Free Agent Nation. And I have to say that I enjoyed him tremendously. It was the first time I had actually seen him in person, heard him speak.
And you said hello to him for us.
I said hello to him for you, and his face lit up when I said that. It was an instant recognition. So.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
It was one of the first things that I did when I got there.
Good.
But I think that he very much, because he is now a free agent himself, or a mm-hmm. self-employed entrepreneur, that I enjoyed him on stage amidst the corporate suits.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was very clear what the difference was. I think more than what he said, it was his attitude, his irreverence for what he was doing. And he tried to explain to them that I am a different breed and I represent the different breed.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot put me in the same square hole as everybody else because I don't fit in it.
Mm-hmm.
And when he says I, was he what segment of the of the marketplace do you think he was representing when he said I don't fit in that?
Independent business owners, more than anything else, but also the teleworkers, less so them because they're still constrained by the rules and regulations of the corporations that are allowing them to work from a home.
But
office.
They're also still supported by those organizations.
They are.
And that's the point I think you make, and that's yeah. one of the main differences between them, the telecommuters, and the people who do what you and I do.
Right. The free agents are entrepreneurs, but they are not entrepreneurs in the same tone that we have looked at entrepreneurs in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Entrepreneurs now are very definitely free agents, and they do their own thing. I think back to the 60s, and I hate to compare them to hippies, but it's that free thinking, I can do this, I don't have to color within the line.
Right.
I can be different, and the frustration comes from within them knowing that people aren't understanding and making it more difficult to do business with them.
Right.
But,
now, speaking of that, if I could stop for just a
sure.
second, Beverly. You said something a minute ago. You said that here was Dan Pink among all these suits, and he was basically, you know, turning their world upside down a little bit. What do you think they got it? Do you think the suits got it?
Well, I don't know, Jim, but I have to tell you that when it came to my turn on stage on Monday, I told them they didn't get it.
Did you?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
I have always
winning
been,
friends and influencing people.
Oh yeah,
always been your forte, hasn't it, Beverly?
I have always been known as a rebel,
yeah.
or a revolutionary, as Guy Kawasaki said on Tuesday.
It's what I like about you, Beverly.
Well, it has gotten me in trouble in the past, I have to admit.
Well, good for you, Beverly. I want to hear more about this. I want to hear more about what you had to say to these people. Folks, I call it, when the suits don't get it, I call it small business according to big business. We're going to talk about that again in just a few minutes, too. 888-822-8255. That's our phone number. It's 39 after. I'll be right back with Beverly Williams. We are back. It's 44 after. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking that out. I've gotten so many new email, and so many of you who are going there are signing my guest book. I want to thank you so much for that. That means a lot to me when you do that. Be sure to drop me a comment, if you will, if you want to. Beverly Williams is our special guest this hour. She's our good friend and a member of the Brain Trust. She's the president and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses. And Beverly, before we go any further, I'd like for you to tell our audience how they can contact you, how they can find out more about your organization.
Okay. Well, probably the most efficient way is through the website, which is www.aahbb.org, O-R-G,
mm-hmm.
Or they can call the 800 number of 1-800-447-9710.
Okay. And there are all kinds of links to Beverly and to her website.
Mm-hmm.
In my website. So if you're noodling around on my website, you can find her there, including a direct link from our cool sites, our cool places portion of our website. Beverly, you're talking to us about your trip to Carlsbad, California, the small office, home office summit that Terry Lanier had out there,
mm-hmm.
And you just got back from that. You were one of the panelists. You spoke to those people. When you spoke to them, tell us what you said to them.
Well, I told them what I've been trying to tell them individually for a long time, and that was that they really don't get who we are. I told them about the 8 years of receiving proposals from companies like them and some of them, starting out with, we have the perfect product or service for your home-based business audience. And when I finished reading the proposal, I threw it in the trash and said, they still don't get it. They don't know who we are, they don't understand who we are, how we operate. There was a woman there who said it perfectly. I think she was an entrepreneur. They gave her what they call a spotlight period of time to talk 15, 20 minutes about what her lifestyle is, his or her. And what she said at the end was wonderful. I think it summed it up greatly. I don't have a career. This is not my career. This is my life.
Mm-hmm.
I also served on a panel with Ray Smiler from he's a vice president of the Kauffman Center for Entrepreneurial Leadership. And I think he said it very well, too. And it's entrepreneurship is a social phenomena of our times because it is the only genuinely egalitarian avenue,
mm-hmm.
to self-sufficiency and independence. One does not need to be decreed, certified, or accredited. What one does need is passion, proactivity, and a supportive environment. And the point of the supportive environment at this conference was that these companies who want to service the market with their product or service need to understand that they can't bombard us with advertisements or a 10% off coupon to get us to buy. That they need to be there supporting us in our efforts, and by doing so, we will beat a path to their doorway to buy their product or service, but we've got to be supported first.
Right. Got to be helped first. That's what I've been saying for years, and that's that if these companies would learn that they need to help and support people who do what you and I do and what our audience does, that they wouldn't be able to run the customers off.
Right. It's customer service before the sale, not after the sale.
It's the absolute ultimate in creating brand loyalty.
Right.
And that's what they all live for.
That's right.
Is brand loyalty.
And we will be, we being the independent entrepreneur, regardless of where our office is located, but I speak definitely, I think, for the home-based business owner,
mm-hmm.
as one myself for so long, and that is, don't come and tell me that you're servicing me, that you are marketing and have this product or whatever for home-based businesses, until you truly understand who and what I am. Know that I mix doing my laundry with doing multimillion dollar projects two rooms away. Know that I have to walk my dog in the middle of the day to keep him from being too playful when I'm trying to talk to customers on the telephone.
Mm-hmm.
Know that my money is both business and personal money. I keep it separate because I keep good records. I'm very efficient in how I operate my business. But I still see it basically as one. It is who I am as a total. And so I'm really more of a consumer than a business buyer. And I'm not sure that I haven't really clarified that statement yet, but it is all of who I am, not just the business hat I'm wearing when you have to market to me.
I'm looking at the Soho Summit website. By the way, folks, that's S-O-H-O Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, one word, SohoSummit.com. If you want to check out what happened out there, one of the things you'll see is Beverly's name there, where she was one of the panelists. Beverly, when I look at this list of people who are presenters and speakers, most of them represent the big companies. Most of them are not Beverly Williams and Dan Pinks and Jim Blasingame.
That's right.
When those people spoke, did they sound like they got it?
No, not all of them. And they admitted right up front
that they
were still struggling with that.
Good for them. Well, why wouldn't they call on... do you think that they learned? Do you think they took anything away from with them that maybe they need to talk to people like Beverly and Dan Pink and others to find out what's really going on?
Well, yes, but they already have. First of all, a lot of those people were clients of Terry Lonier's, and that's why they hired her.
Oh yeah.
And they were there to hear Dan Pink and Bev Williams.
And she's a good representative for that.
Very good.
Okay, stand by. We'll talk about that some more when we come back. It's 50 after, folks. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Beverly Williams is our special guest. Stay with us. All right, we're back. It's 54 after. Thank you for joining us. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Beverly Williams is our special guest. She's the president of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses. Her website is aahbb.org. Right, Bev?
That's right.
Give us an 800 number.
1-800-447-9710.
$30 a year, folks, will get you the incredible pleasure and benefit of being associated with an absolute quality individual and a dedicated advocate for home-based business, Beverly Williams, and all the great things that she does with her organization. Even if you're just thinking about being a small business, a home-based business owner, you're one of my dreamers, as I say. The $30 a year is well worth the money, and I recommend you join her organization.
Well, thank you, Jim, and don't forget, for those who are thinking about it or if they've been in a home-based business for a while, that I have the 21 Success Tips for Home-Based Businesses tape that will help them understand not only what they need to do but the questions they need to ask.
Thank you for reminding me about that, and tell us how we can get that.
They can contact me through the organization, and I'll get back to them and get ordering information.
Or email me if you want to. If you're talking to me on the email or whatever and you want a copy of Beverly's tape, just say, hey, tell Beverly to contact me or whatever, and I'll be glad to help you. That's an outstanding tape, folks. We've covered it on the show before. 21 Success Tips by Beverly Williams for Home-Based Businesses. It's outstanding. Beverly, let's wrap up the hour and give us any final thoughts on your trip to the Soho Summit in California.
Well, it's really hard to wrap it up. There is still so much information in my head to get out, but one of the things that really came home to me that somebody else talked about, Guy Kawasaki talked about his rules for revolutionaries. And he said that they needed to think digital, but act analog. Because he and I and a whole lot of others heard, you know, e-commerce, websites, all kinds of email marketing to the Soho community. But it was very important for him to get across to them that not everybody in the world is high-tech.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have technology directors in our offices telling us how to do all this, how to stay connected, how to stay up. And so it's important to still also work with the paper, with telephone calls, with the mail, getting out, meeting face-to-face with people. In fact, he very much encouraged that. You cannot do it all electronically.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a market out there of Sohos who need to catch up with the technology because it is moving more and more in that direction. The advantages, the services are all going to be, not all, but the majority of them are going to be electronic.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be on the web. And in order for you to stay up with the speed of business, you're going to have to be involved in the technology. So it's a two-way street.
Right. Well, And I wonder if when he talks about acting analog, he doesn't mean, you know, something that people confuse. Sometimes people think if you have a virtual relationship, which basically you and I have,
right,
that has to be something very cold and impersonal. And to me, when he says acting analog, I'm thinking about what the kind of relationship that the people like you and I have, which it's a virtual relationship. In some ways, it's a digital relationship, but the friendships we've developed have been really warm and old-fashioned and analog, so to speak.
Right, exactly. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Okay. Bev, we've got to wrap it up for this hour. Again, welcome back. I'm glad you're back home safely. I'm glad you had a good visit. Thank you for sharing with us the things you learned in the summit, and we're looking forward to having you back again with us next week to talk to us more about home-based business issues.
I'll be here.
Okay. Folks, that's Beverly Williams. Thank you very much, Beverly, and see you later.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. The president and the founder of the American Association of Home-Based Businesses, Beverly Williams. We couldn't do without her. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, and devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest country in the world. And remember these 10 two-letter words. If it is to be, it is up to me. This is Jim Blasingame, a small business advocate, and this program is for you. George Selgin.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.